After listening to the U.S. Supreme Court and later the Florida Supreme Court, the state legislature agreed last year to make sure certain death row inmates have a review of their cases. That's because under Florida's previous death sentencing scheme, a majority of jurors could make a recommendation, but the ultimate decision was up to a judge. In the Hearst v. State case, the nation's highest court declared Florida's death penalty system unconstitutional in 2016 and handed the case back to the Florida Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court justices then agreed that juries recommending a sentence of death must be unanimous. And the legislature last year passed a bill doing just that, and the governor signed it into law. But under the new law, it only applies to those whose death sentence became final on or after June 24, 2002. Why that date? Well, it applies to an old U.S. Supreme Court ruling, says Orlando Democratic Senator Randolph Bracey.
June 24, 2002 is the date when the U.S. Supreme Court issued its opinion in the Ring versus Arizona. The ruling in the Ring case was that juries must make the factual determinations that allow for a constitutional death sentence. The Ring ruling was not applied by Florida courts for 14 years until in the Hearst versus Florida case, the U.S. Supreme Court made it clear that Ring applied in Florida just as it did in Arizona, and our courts began to comply.
Bracey was the Senate sponsor of the 2017 effort. Now in 2018, he also wants to help those death row inmates who did not have a unanimous jury vote and their death sentence was final before June 24, 2002.
We now have a June 24, 2002 cutoff date for death sentences reviews based upon Hearst's unanimous death sentence vote requirement. The bill would make our intent known to Florida courts that we do not want the courts to limit Hearst review to only the post-Ring part of death cases.
But some lawmakers aren't sold on the idea. That includes Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean, who asked Bracey about the need for the bill.
The court's already said this is how we're going to go forward. Why do we need to a bill to do what the courts have already told us to do?
I think the date is somewhat arbitrary. So if a person was sentenced to death before that date of June 24, 2002, I think that they should have the right to get a sentence reviewed again, just as the ones after that date are being able to get. So I think it's just a matter of justice.
But St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis likes the bill.
Yeah, I'm a big fan when A equals A in the law. I think in this case, you have the courts who have made a decision and they've set a date. And I think we should be consistent throughout the state on how we look at death penalty cases. I think this is the right thing to do. I think this is the fair thing to do. And I think this is the only way we can say A equals A in the law if we support this type of legislation.
And bill sponsor Bracey says at the end of the day, this is the right thing to do.
As I've stated, I just think it's a matter of justice. I think those folks before that date of June 24, 2002 should be able to appeal and have the opportunity to get their case looked at.
And on a 3-2 vote, the measure narrowly passed the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, a panel Bracey chairs. It now has one more committee stop before it heads to the Senate floor. Meanwhile, a House bill has not yet been filed. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.